The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, finally, this morning, as parents up and down the country this week pulled out jigsaws and guess who to keep children entertained, should grown-ups be doing the same to remain sane? With the constant distraction of COVID, maybe Sudoku, jigsaws, even colouring would help the brain. We're joined by Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist and host of the Super Brain podcast. Sabina, can puzzles really help keep us sharp?
They can. You know, the thing is, it's anything that challenges your brain, that involves learning, novelty, and really sort of pushes you beyond your comfort zone, actually enhances your brain. And that's because your brain has this amazing capacity to learn and adapt. And in that process, what happens is the connections between your brain cells become strengthened and you actually even grow more connections. And a better, well-connected brain is a healthier brain, and it's also a brain that will function better.
If one of the things we want to achieve with this, particularly during lockdown period, is if we're all getting a bit anxious and a bit stressed, it might be a way to relax as well as keeping sharp. But jigsaws, I wouldn't have the patience to do a jigsaw puzzle, and then other people might enjoy video games.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where the brain is very stimulated trying to react. They're two opposites.
Well, you know, the thing is, we're all individuals. Our brains, you know, generally speaking, work together. But let's take curiosity, for example. Curiosity is a really, really, when you're in a heightened state of curiosity, so when something grabs your interest, your reward centers are activated, you get dopamine released, it feels really good. Learning is enhanced, so is memory. But the really interesting thing is learning and memory are enhanced for things you're not even interested in once you've been curious in the first place. Going back to your point about anxiety and stress, which a lot of people are feeling, a good antidote to anxiety and stress is to be present in the moment, present-mindedness. And that's why things like that grab your attention, that absorb you like a jigsaw, or whether it's your, you know, your video game, or whether it's like I did, you know, took everything out of my wardrobe, you know, got rid of stuff that I didn't want,
color coordinated
them. Yeah, yeah. And I'm still getting pleasure out of it, you know, that I organized anything. But anything that absorbs you keeps you from thinking too far in the future or too far in the past, which is where anxiety and worry lie.
I find throwing darts does that for me.
Yeah.
It's the repetition of it. And I don't just mean the cans of beer that I might be having while I'm doing it. Leave that out. But it's the repetition of concentrating
on
the
skill.
Next thing.
It's not. It's not even repetition, though, you see, because you're highly engaged in the part of your brain that is required to do that. So you can't focus on something else and hit the dartboard. So that's present-mindedness. And that's why it's like mindfulness.
Depending on how many cans I've had, sometimes I won't hit the board at all. But that's
another
story.
A social aspect is really, really important. So I have of game playing, and that can really work with board games if people are playing them. I have a chapter in my book on mental stimulation that talks all about those things, but I actually combine it with the importance of social engagement, because social stimulation, social interaction really challenges your brain. And that's something that people might be lacking kind of at the moment.
The neurological science behind that and the benefits,
yes.
Does that include watching television? Watching a good movie, is that stimulation for the brain in
no,
the same way?
No, it's
why not.
Not unless it's very passive. Not unless you're going to have a conversation maybe about it actively afterwards. Actually, to be honest, what the research shows is that 2 hours, just 2 hours, maybe watching Netflix. You know the way people say Netflix and I'm going to chill and relax, although I believe that means something else for younger people now. But just 2 hours of that will actually increase your anxiety levels and your depression levels. And that makes sense if you think of the kind of of course, it does depend on what you're watching.
So get the jigsaws and the darts out
instead
of whatever
Netflix stimulates you. Yeah.
Sabina Brennan, a neuroscientist and host of the Super Brain podcast. Thank you very, very much for joining us on the programme.